means Amira Mishalahem, the Amira should be from them. Only a Kayin is the one that says Kayinim.
Tehei, it's a Mishalahem Tehei. Vilchusado, Kavosa, the Abayim, Lezichos, the Kavosa, the Abchizda. But the mice, like we do, we don't Paschal like Reb Chizda, we owe the Marhud Shriach Tzibar is, even if he's only Israel, he also, if there are two Kahanim that are Duchanim, he first calls out Kohanim.
Right.
Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Misav Lebrichos Kahanim. How do we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves and is waiting for the Kahanim to give this bracha? Misav, he has a type, he has a desire for it. Shinema the Pasuk says, V'samu Eshemi, Avnei Yisrael, V'ani Avorachem. Put my name upon Klai Yisrael, V'ani Avorachem. Shrashi told HaKosav Adavah Behem, Lios Brochazu, Sima Shemoy Al Amoy, V'lo Yos Atzorach Yisrael, Al Atzorach Mokam. Like Mashmi doing for the Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake. Shinema V'samu Eshemi, Avnei Yisrael, V'ani Avorachem. V'yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol koyin shemivorech, any koyin that duchens mizborech, he'll also receive a bracha back. V'sheinim mivorech, einim mizborech. A koyin that does not duchen, he will not get a bracha back. Shneim the pasuk says, v'yavorcha mivorechecha. Whoever blesses will receive a bracha back. V'yomer b'shur ben Levi, kol koyin sheino edu l'duchen, oive b'sholosh esay. Any koyin that doesn't go up to duchen, he's oive three mitzvahs asay. Pasuk says, "Kaisavorchu emolahem, v'samu one emolahem, v'samu esmi shmi." He's got three different mitzvahs. I say, "Rav Amar choishin shema ben grusha ben chalutzi." If he doesn't go up, we're even afraid. Maybe there's some soul with him. Maybe he's a ben grusha ben chalutzi. That's why he's not going up to duchen. The Gemara says, "Lo pligi." There's no real machlokes here. Hod the solak leprokim, hod the solak leprokim. If he goes up sometimes, Then when he doesn't go up, he's only over the five, three mitzvahs asay. But we're not choshed, maybe the ben grusha ben chalutza, because sometimes we see him duchen. But a kohen that never goes up to duchen, then we have to be afraid, maybe he is a ben grusha ben chalutza. For Yom Rabbi Shur ben Levi, kol kohen she'ena oilu be'avoida shuvein oilu. A kohen that wants to go up to duchen, he has to go up before they start saying ritzei. If he didn't make it up there before they started ritzei, then the kohen should not go to duchen anymore. As halacha is like that, Rashi says, "Koidem sheyisayim shtechziba ritzei sarach lalas laduchen." Before we finish saying ritzei, the kohanim have to go up to the bima, and if he didn't make it there, then he doesn't go up anymore. Shenemar apostle says, "Vayisar benes yodov elom vayivorachem." Vayered miyasrei sachates v'yelu v'yashlamim. That he, what, says, v'yisrei, he lifted up his hands, and he came down from doing the avoida. Ma'al alam b'yavoida, over there he came down by the avoida. Is avkan b'yavoida here also? The Rashi says, v'yered miyasrei is alma, v'yoyed avoida b'yode birach. V'yachakach v'yered miyasrei is alma hashdu de gomar. That's what he was learning now. So before you do the avoida, that's when you have to do the brichas kani. For the Gemara, it's not that way. For Rav Amir Ravasi, Sliki, they even went up. Why? Afterwards, later. Rav Amir Ravasi and Berthet says, no, Mikore Heve Akri Karayu. They, the pshat is, even before they finished saying ritzei, they left their place where they were in shul, and they were on the way up already. But Nimtali Heve Moti Hosim. Just means they just didn't get up to the front yet. That's all right. As long as the Kayin starts to walk towards the bima on his way up before they finish Ritzei, then it's all right. But if you forgot and you didn't start moving until after they finish Ritzei, then you do not go up to Duchim. Ukiratani Rabbi Shia, Loishanu Welish Loyokaris Raglov. When do we say to finish saying Ritzei, the Kayin cannot go up to Duchim anymore? That's only if he did not start to go up yet. He didn't move his feet. Avolokar as Raglov, if he moved his feet already, then he could go up to Duchen. Or Tanan Nam Yoslan like this. Im after Chosoi, Shenoi says Kapoi, Vechoizlut Filosoi Rishoi. Tanan Nami, we learned also, that if the Kayin is a Shliach Tzibur, so the Shalosh should he do Duchen also or not. So it depends. If he's after Chosoi, Shenoi says Kapoi, if he's sure about himself, that even though he'll go to Duchen now, he'll be able to go back to return and still say the Shliach Tzibur, still say rest of the Shemoneh Esrei. He could do it. Now, Amalek the friend didn't have Sidurim. So you have to be careful. You shouldn't forget yourself. So if he's for sure about himself, that he'll be able to duchin, and v'chaitl it's philosophers we're showing, v'evim bo, ad yestakar shayl ho'ol ayokar, ay, how could the Shliach Tzibur go up to duchin? He didn't move. He wasn't locker as Raglov. So how could he go up to duchin? Now the Gemara El Denard Porta Mitzvah, he moved a little bit, and Achnami, he dropped, he has to move. So Achinami Diyaka Porta, he wrote that we say before, as long as they moved a little bit before it say, then it's alright. It's enough, and as long as you move your feet, that's enough. From Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, a noisnin kaisha bracha levorach el latoivayim. When you go to bench Birchas Hamazon, you want your mechabedim to bench on the kais, he has to be a person that has a good eye. The Toivayin Rashi says, Soyne Betzei hates to steal, V'goyim lechesed, but rather he does chesed, kindness with his money. Him you should let bench. Shenem the Pasuk says, Toivayin hu yivarech, person that has a good eye, he should be the one to bench. Kinosa malach maladal, because he'll give his bread to the poor people. Is al tikri yivarech el yivarech? Not that he should be, but he should be the one to bench. V'yom Yerushua ben Levi, minayin, how do we know, shafilu oifois, even birds, makirim mitzorei yayin, they can tell somebody that's stingy, that doesn't do kindness with his money. Shenem Rapasik says, ki chinam mizorei hareshes, v'yena kobal kenaf, like for no reason you spread out your nets in front of the birds. In other words, they themselves know who's called a tzori yayin. Shrash v'kirmas a yayin, v'yein oichle mishlem, they don't eat from them. The birds know that. K'china mezora reshes, liyel minei mishtoi, b'tzori yayin, nervel adam. So it says what? That a tzori yayin, they're spreading out their nets in vain to catch the birds, because the birds know that these people are tzori yayin, and the birds won't come down to eat by them. V'yom Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kol hanena mitzori yayin, somebody that has enjoyment from a person that's very stingy, is oiv b'lav, yishno, you're over alav. Shenem the pasuk says, al tilochem es lechem ra'ayin, don't take the bread from a person that has a bit eye. Don't even take it from him. Yeah. Ki kemoi sab nafshoi, keinu weichel v'shoysa yayim l'cho. Rashi says, shazeh akrachenu loshin poil. Doshin say a tomeru mishayir kam yechuzer v'yad mosai. Mikim ki kamer shoshov nashi. He's always mishayir. Makes an exact count exactly how much he has to eat and how much he has to drink. We have Nachman by Yitzchok Omar. Oyve v'shnei lavim. He's over two lavs. If someone eats from a person that's a sori yayin, it's al tilochem v'al tisol. It says the pasuk al tilochem, don't eat from him, v'al tisol, don't have any enjoyment from him. From Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Ein egla arufa bo ela b'shvil tzori yayin. You know why there's such a pasha of an egla arufa? We find somebody killed outside the city. We don't know who did it. So the ziknir has to bring this egla arufa. Shenem, the pasuk says, we all know the ziknir has to say, raise the voice and say, v'yomru, they have to say over, yodeinu l'shofches adam azeh, our hands are not killed this person. For the Gemara v'chi aloveinu, also, Shazikne Bezdin Shaykhidomim, would we think, put on our heart, would we ever have a habimim to think that maybe the Zikne Bezdin are the one that killed him? El, what does it mean to say like this? Loibol Yedeno Patronu, we didn't see this person, he didn't come to us, we didn't free him. Vularinu Vianachnu, we didn't see him to let him go away. Loibol Yedeno Patronu, that means blame is onus. We didn't see, he didn't come to us, and we didn't let him go without food. Lerino v'anachu means levaya. If he did come, because we always acted nice to the people, we walk with them. Omer yeah, b'le levaya. Omer ad amar b'simloi. Beis hakneseh shekula kanim. If you have a shul that has only kahanim there, kula moilu duchen. All 10 people are allowed to go up to duchen. For the gemara lemim avorchin. If so, all 10 all kahanim go up to duchen. Who are they benching? Omer abzera liachem shebesodes. They're benching the people outside in the fields. For the Moraini, it's not that way. V'atarni yaba b'rei d'rab min yomin.
Barchia. Am Shachure Kanim, the people that are in the back of the Kanim, Eina Bechla Brocha. You have to be in front of the Kayim, not in back of the Kayim. So the people outside the shul, like, they're not in front of him. Lekasha, the Anisa, the Anisa. It depends if you're in Onus or not. Rashi says, Shebesodis, the Anisa Bimlachtam, in the Chom Lovai. They're like forced, they don't have time to come into shul. So for them, the Brocha is Chal. But people that are supposed to be in shul or are in shul, then the bracha is on the chal if you're in front of the kohen and not you're in the back of the kohen. For Tony Reb Sima Mibirsa the Shishkurei, the name of the place, that Beis HaKnesset Shekula Kanim, you have a shul that only has Kanim there, Miktsasan Einu Nomein. Only some go up and some don't go up. Lekasha. Hod Yishtaye Bayasara, Hod Le Yishtaye Bayasara. It depends if you have Gashtai Besar Mitzosan Oil Luduchim Vyasor in the Momain, Lo Yishtai Besar, the Choshe Lebroch Luchadayo, Hil Kulum Oil Luvorchim, the Cheshe Besodis. If you're going to have 10 people left over, then it's okay that only a few Kanim go up, and we have 10 people left over to answer back Omein. If you're not going to have 10 people left over, then all of them go up to Duchim better. Now you only have 10 Kanim, all of them go up to Duchim. Kufa, we learned before, Tona Abba Bread, Rabban Yumi, Vachia. Am Shachur Kanim, the people in the back of the Kanim, ain't a Mechla Brocha. Pshita, for the Marsis, they're not Mechla the Brocha. The Marsis treats like this. Aricha biyapi gutzile masikin. If somebody is tall in front of a short person, he's not masik. Still called you in front of the Kain. Even though you can't see the Kain, the tall person's in front of you, that's still called you in front of the Kain. Teva le mitzvah, you have the Teva in the Shul, the Bima, that's also not masik. But mechitza mai, what's the luck about a mechitza? If you're in back of the mechitza, you can't see the kohen, is that good or not? Toshema, the Yom Rav Yeshua ben Levi, afilu mechitza shabarzel, and Rav Sekas ben Yisola ben Shabash Mashmayim. No, even a metal mechitza is not mafsik, still is good, as long as you're in front of the kohen. Even though there's a mechitza there, still the brach was chal upon you. He boil you, it's stod in mouth. What about if you're not directly in front, you're on the side of the kohen, is that good or not? Omer Abba Ma Baravashi, Omer Abba Ma Baravashi, Toshima Dethnan, Nishav Nidlahal Nahal Nafona, they had a kavanah to make that zor in front of them. Vizla Achurbek, Vizla Fona, Bazos Absula, the Fona Vizla Sona, Bazos Absula, Sheik Shera. His Yaakopon on the sides are also kosher. Alright, we'll see if that's come on again tomorrow night. Alright, we'll stop here. The whole Naflamet Chesam Abeit. Last Gemara again was that it says by the Birchas Kanim, he's supposed to be ponim upon him, he's supposed to be facing the Kanim. So Gemara says, Pshita, if there's somebody in front of you that's tall and you're small, that's not called a Hefzik. Shalom, what about a Mechitza? Gemara said also, Mechitza is not a Mavzik. So last Shalom was Iboilu, the last line. Tzedodin Mahu. What's going to be the loch if you're on the side of the Kayin? You're not mamish right in front of him, you're on the side of him. So I'm a Abba Ma Baravashi, Toshma, come in here. The Tanan, we learned like this. Niskavin Lahazis Lefonov. By when you want to be Matayah somebody from the Tumas Meis with the Azoy of the Meit Chatis, so it says Lahazis Lefonov, you have to spritz in front of him. So Niskavin Lahazis Lefonov, you had it in mind to spritz it in front.